Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Good morning and welcome to our book pick segment for this Tuesday morning. See, every Tuesday, and we've done this since the beginning of the show, which I think I think if you look at the calendar, it started in the year 2000. If I do a bone density test, it feels like it started in 1964. Anyway, we've always had independent booksellers come in on Tuesdays and talk about cool stuff that's come in and or is coming in that people can pick up and read and enjoy. And it's with our listeners in mind. And it's been a wonderfully successful segment over the many, many years that we've done it. And it's always a thrill to have our booksellers in, especially when that bookseller is Amy Lane, who is our dear friend. And she's with the Open Door Bookstore and Gift Gallery in Schenectady, New York. She is. You know, I was going to say you're the book buyer, but is your business?
I am.
What is that?
I am also a manager.
There you go.
There we
are. See, that's right.
Ta-da.
Power. Power.
That's right.
So she has a great list. I looked at this list. I love this list. And now she's going to tell you about it. So good morning. How are you? It's always a delight to have you in our presence.
It's always a delight to be here. And good morning to you.
All right. Let's, you know... Let's start with a book. I think you're going to start. You're going to start with Ghetto Side?
I am going to start with Ghetto Side.
This is a great book. I wanted this woman on the show very badly, and for some reason the schedules didn't work out. But I did, because of that, I got to read the book.
Uh-huh.
And it's stunning.
It is stunning. It's important.
Sure
and
is.
I feel like I was listening to the show on the way in, and of course this is so topical right now.
Right.
So for those of you out there who have not heard of Ghetto Side, the subtitle is A True Story of Murder in America. It's by Jill Leovi. And what it talks about is this microcosm of South Central LA, right, wherein African-American men are being murdered on a near daily basis, it seems. It's all too frequent and all too many go unsolved. And she really delves into this. And part of what I like about this and part of what you guys were talking about before is the idea that this is why we have investigative reporting. This is why we have these kinds of books, is because too many of these problems that exist in our country right now are informed by what I would consider very abbreviated sources, right? We argue and we debate, but we don't really have all of the knowledge and all of the resources at our disposal. And that's why people like Jill Leovi are very important to what it is that we do and how we think and how we need to proceed as a nation. So I'm just throwing that out there.
Really good stuff. It's Ghetto Side, a true story of murder in America.
I want to keep going on this
please,
one.
Please, please,
because
please, please.
There's so much more to say about this. There are so many statistics in this book, and it really is stunning, and I really do encourage everybody to pick it up and read it because it is something that we do need to talk about. So one of the statistics that hit me, and really what I like about this book is she doesn't pull the punches when it comes to the family's grief. And that's something that we don't really address very often. We politicize things and we marginalize things, but we don't really talk about how this impacts us as human beings and fellow human beings and the aftermath of all of this emotionally and how there is not justice being served for these families whose lives are forever changed, whose lives can never recover, and who are affected year after year after year, and it doesn't get better. Time does not heal this kind of wound when someone you love has been murdered. So something to think about, and that's part of why I really like the approach, because she really goes into so many different aspects of this. So I will wrap it up here. Please, please, please read Ghetto Side by Jill Leovi.
Ghetto Side, A True Story of Murder in America.
And,
next.
Of course, the way I'm going to follow that up is by going right into Vietnam. Hey, right? Here we go. So my next
ever our ray of sunshine.
Well, it is a soggy day.
Yes.
So the next book I want to talk about actually comes out next week, a week from today, and it's called Legend by Eric Blem. And the subtitle of this one is rather lengthy. It's called A Harrowing Story from the Vietnam War of One Green Beret's Heroic Mission to Rescue a Special Forces Team Caught Behind Enemy Lines. And that is so true. I mean, that really sums up the book beautifully. And I just want to say that it's written in a way, it's so accessible and it's so readable and it's fascinating to see this man's story, Ray Benavidez, who is that soldier. And the reason it's titled Legend is because this moment in his life when he did go behind enemy lines and he was like shot multiple times, he stepped on a grenade. This guy was severely injured in this rescue attempt and he survived, which is kind of amazing. And because of that, he became a rather legendary figure in the armed forces. It's fascinating. It's a fascinating read hearing about this man's life growing up and his army career and this moment in time. So read it.
Natural Born Heroes by Christopher McDougall.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so here we're back on the heroic side of things. Yay! There's that sunshine coming out. So, Natural Born Heroes by Christopher McDougall, who is the author of the supremely popular Born to Run. This is not a, I wouldn't say a departure, but it has a really interesting sort of narrative through line in this of a kidnapping of a Nazi commander in World War II, during World War II, where this guy just sort of vanished and the only clue left behind was a note that said, "We are very sorry to have to leave this beautiful motor car behind." Which I love. And it talks about the idea of a hero is a skill, right? It's something that you learn. You learn how to be a hero. It is not an inherent trait within a person. And I think the quote that I wrote is, "For much of human history, the art of the hero wasn't left up to chance. It was a multidisciplinary endeavor devoted to optimal nutrition, physical self-mastery, and mental conditioning." And that's sort of what he talks about in this very interesting book called Natural Born Heroes. So you might want to check that one out.
Okay, Natural Born Hero. All right, so I screwed up. So what was the one before that?
Legend.
Okay,
You misquoted. The wrapping up of the legend.
So the last book was Legend by Eric Blem. I'm sorry. Fully engaged here. Natural Born Heroes by Christopher McDougall is the name of this book. All right.
So from there, I think we should move into our fiction list for the week. Which one do you want to talk about?
Well, let's see. I have only read one of them, and that is Elizabeth Berg, who I like.
Yes.
I think she's very, very good, and I enjoy her work.
Okay.
I'll let you go from there. So the new book is called The Dream Lover.
It is. And it's a fictionalized biography of George Sand,
yes.
Right, in her life. And it starts with early on in the publication of her novel, Indiana. And how her success affected her life, how her struggles, and that book in particular, I think, mirrored her own life. And it's Elizabeth Berg, who I think is a really wonderful writer. I like her style. I don't know about you, but
I like her style. I like the there is an eloquence, I think.
Yes, it's a lovely word for it.
To her writing. And I think that while there are often in her work subjects that are tough or uncomfortable,
mm-hmm.
I think she tackles them ultimately in a way that, as far as reading, that there can be great pleasure.
Yes. Wow. Well, there it is, folks. Thank you, Joe Donahue.
You've done my job for me. The Dream Lover by Elizabeth Berg. So it's good stuff.
It is.
Yeah.
The next one is an odd little, quirky little book called Martin Martin. And it's spelled differently because the Martin is the name, the first Martin, and then the second Martin is the little animal, which is sort of part of the weasel family, who becomes Martin Martin is a character in the novel. Sounds absurd.
No, it sounds great.
It's delightful and odd and quirky and fun. And the writing style, I think, is unique. It's not, your sort of traditional narrative style. But it's a coming-of-age story, and it, you know, it has the humans and the animals and everybody interacting. It's adorable.
You seem embarrassed by liking this book. I don't know. Do you have it with you?
I do.
Okay, I want to see what you're embarrassed about. I want to see what
Here's
has
little
you.
Martin Martin on the cover.
Oh, that's true. That's both Martin and Martin. Well, it's really cute.
He's Martin the Martin.
Okay.
And, he's cute. He's very cute. And, you know, so anyway.
Okay, so Martin is the kid, right?
No, Martin's the Martin.
Oh, Martin's the Martin.
He's Martin.
Martin is a pine marten,
yeah.
A small, muscled hunter of the deep woods.
He's part of the weasel family.
And
For those of you who don't know what martens are.
And we should know that this is an adult novel.
It is not a children's novel, though.
Yes.
There is crossover appeal. So I think, you know, so maybe that's why I'm embarrassed a little bit, is because it's just here. Give me.
Okay. Yes.
I'm going to read you the opening.
Okay.
Because I love doing this.
All right.
We have a couple of minutes here.
Yes, we do.
So Dave is 14 years old. He's neither tall nor short. He's probably thinner than he should be, all things considered, according to his mom, who is deeply and continually amazed that a boy who eats 10 sandwiches a day can somehow get skinnier and taller by the hour. She says he weighs basically the same as he did when he was the world's fattest baby, except now he is 5 feet taller than he was then. Dave lives with his mom and dad and one sister. His sister was the world's second fattest baby, but now she's almost 6 years old, and she, too, is getting skinnier and taller by the hour, says their mom. It appears to be a family thing, says their mom. And eventually, you kids will be 10 feet tall and weigh 10 pounds each, and we will have to live in a tall, thin tower. So
it seems charming.
It is charming. It's quirky. It's fun. I like it.
Martin. T-I-N. Martin. T-E-N.
Yes,
by Brian Doyle.
By Brian Doyle.
All right.
All right. Next on the list is... because I love these kinds of books. It's called Creation. It's a handmade book. It's illustrated. It's by Baju Shyam, and with Geeta Wolf, she does the text and he does the illustrations. It's gorgeous. It's unique.
I understood some of the words you just said.
It is.
Amy.
That's fine. It is a limited run. So you.
That's beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
And
it smells great. Yes.
All right. We arrived at that at the same time. It does. It smells great.
It does. So I highly encourage you to check this out. This is by the publishing company called Terra. I've talked about their books multiple times on your show before because I love what they are doing.
Beautiful.
And this is one of the best. I think Water Life was one of the first ones I talked about, and that is the only – this is really the next best one compared to that.
You know, you can't you certainly can't do this justice on the radio.
No.
And but I really do urge you, if you have a chance, to go to the website and click on the link for the book.
Please do.
It's absolutely beautiful. It really is stunning. It'll at least give you an idea of what we're talking about. But there's numbered editions. They only make 5,000 of these things.
Yeah.
And,
so get it while you can.
It's really beautiful. It's called Creation.
Yep. By Baju Shyam.
I mean, that's
and
that
Geeta
is
Wolf.
Art.
It is.
Beautiful art.
Totally what it is. Next, I have to talk about, I've got two more picture books, and I, again, apologize for bringing the visual to the radio.
That's right. We love
but
it. We take it as a challenge.
I Don't Like Koala, Words by Sean Farrell, and Pictures by Charles Santoso.
I've read this book.
Isn't it brilliant?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I love it.
It kills me. I do love it. Just take a look at it. Just watch Koala and the kid and how they interact with one another. And Koala's a stuffed animal that is given to this boy, and the boy doesn't like it. I don't like Koala, he says. But it follows him everywhere. It goes with him everywhere. His parents insist that he takes it with him, and he hates it, and he continually tries to get rid of it. And then, of course, something, you know, goes bump in the night.
A little scary happens.
Yep. And he's very happy by the end to have Koala.
And you feel for the little boy because you think, like, well, I wouldn't really want that.
No, that creepy looking
either.
Koala.
And you know, some of the, you go look at stuffed animals. Some of them are really creepy.
Yeah, they are.
So this is it's a great book.
A delight. I Don't Like Koala by Sean Farrell and Charles Santoso. And then the last one I have is Yeti and the Bird by Nadia Shireen. And this is this is one of those heartwarming stories about friendship and misunderstanding and of who people are. And the idea that there's this Yeti in the forest, he growls a lot, the other forest creatures don't pay any attention to him, and suddenly one day this little bird who's lost bonks him on the head. She thinks she's found the South Pole or wherever she's going to find, you know, her home.
Right.
And she's very upset when she realizes she's lost. And Yeti tries to help her, and they become friends, and they sing songs, and the forest animals start to come around. And then when the bird finally has to leave because it's getting too cold, she goes away, and Yeti feels bereft and alone, and the forest animals come and take care, and they become friends. So
it's
a
great
lovely
book.
Little story of friendship.
Really fun. And I hear they're doing a sequel, Yeti and the Bird and the Martin.
Martin. He comes to roost.
That's right. Yeti and the Bird by Nadia Shireen.
Yeah, Shireen.
Shireen. For more information on Open Door Bookstore and Gift Gallery in Schenectady and the great work they do, visit their website. You can also, it's opendoor-bookstore.com. You can all, better yet, go visit them on J Street in Schenectady. You can see their list, wamc.org/roundtable. Amy, you're great. Thank you very much.
You too. Thank you.
We'll be back after this.